Madam Chair. I had a car tested with the emissions before I tried it, and I was, you know, was putting out like over 1,000 parts per million of just hydrocarbon. And I changed the oil and put in one liquid ring, and 200 miles later, the engine was only putting out about half that amount of hydrocarbon.
For more information on liquid ring or to place your order, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Liquid Ring is now available through the American Freedom Radio Network.
Here at the American Network, and, you know, as you look and see what's happening in the Middle East, apparently now Russia and China have joined with our European allies and the United States, you know, in taking a hard line and putting up some sort of a resolution for the United Nations, condemning Iran because they refused to respond to the offer we made 5 weeks ago concerning giving up their uranium enrichment program. This could very well be a prelude to a United Nations resolution condemning Iran, which could be used by our administration as a justification for some sort of a preemptive strike on Iran. Certainly, they're talking about sanctions against North Korea for the insane missile firings of about a week ago. I mean, why would they bother to fire five old Scuds that had no significance at all? And then, of course, they tried one of their intercontinental ballistic missiles, blew up on the pad. They did get one off. I mean, why would they do something like that, other than to create an incident as to focus our attention on the danger of North Korea, who is, incidentally, has been financed until recently by our good friends in South Korea, where we're occupying the country, and we really control pretty well what goes on over there. And if we had not wanted South Korea to be providing humanitarian aid for North Korea, do you really think they would have done it for all these years since we stopped providing the humanitarian aid? And then, of course, things are falling apart in Iraq. Just the other day, a group of armed men went into a bus depot, rounded up about 40 Shia Muslims, took them out and killed them all. Iraq is in a civil war. Now, of course, what's really needed is to have the Iraqi army that we're supposedly building take control, but we're not providing them with adequate arms. You know, the tanks they're using, you know, our World War II Soviet tanks, that there are no replacement parts for them. We're not providing them adequate food, adequate supplies, adequate protection. And then we wonder why we don't have an Iraqi army that could replace the American army. And we've done everything we could to block building up the Iraqi army, because if they had an effective Iraqi army and police force, why, we wouldn't have the chaos that justifies our staying there. Now, what does that have to do with our subject this morning, which is the Security and Prosperity Partnership, this plan to unite all of the Northern Hemisphere? Well, with us this morning is Lou Epton, who has his own talk show in Las Vegas, and he's been gracious enough to have me on there many times. Lou's been around since the beginning of time doing talk radio. He's accomplished, he's great, and he's going to be talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which means the end of sovereignty for the United States. And what is going on in the Middle East and in the Far East is simply a great diversion. And while our attention is focused on the danger of Iran, which is developing nuclear weapons which may be available in 5 or 10 years from now, what is happening in Iraq, where we're doing everything we can to block a settlement, like dividing the country into three parts so each country could have its own Shia Muslim religion or Sunni Muslim religion or the Kurdish state, so there would not be the civil war going on over there if we do it was logical, and of course allow them to have an Iraqi army. But we're not interested in a solution. We want the problem. Why? Because all of this, North Korea, Iraq, Iran, are a great diversion. And while our attention is focused overseas and now upon what's going on in Israel with the incursion into Lebanon and the increasing tempo of violence and you know, in that area, and the rockets raining down on Haifa and other Jewish cities, and the threat of the whole of the Middle East flaring up into a great war. As our attention is focused overseas, We are losing our freedom here at home. And if American boys go overseas to fight for freedom or for something, why, we're losing our freedom here at home. Lou Upton, thank you so much for being with us and talking about this plan for the Security and Prosperity Partnership, which has been thoroughly suppressed by the controlled media here in the United States.
It's almost been totally suppressed. And thank you so much for inviting me, Dr. Stan. I must tell you, it's a pleasure to be able to join you on the air this way. You know, I have long stated to my people, and I stated again and again, what we're watching is a great show. This has all been planned. It's been planned out for decades. And there are, right now, I believe, on a very fast track, they want a one-world global situation, which includes the destruction, total destruction of our nation, the United States of America. And this whole thing about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, it's a beautiful title. It sounds, my golly, how can you not want security and prosperity with a partnership? I find it very easy because I dread the thought that this nation will, as you pointed out so appropriately, literally lose its sovereignty as a nation. And instead of increasing our standing in the world, we are being turned into just another third world slave nation. When you think of names that have been around for all these years, Rockefellers, the Fords, their foundations, their very foundations are funding this disastrous drive, among others. But those people all know the names of the Rockefellers and certainly the Fords. And to think that they would literally work to destroy this nation is so criminal as to be impossible to describe. And you have an administration now, you know, for years I too was a Republican. I've always been conservative in my view. And yet, as I watch what this current administration is doing, it just turns my stomach. George W. the Jr., he's a lame duck president. He cares less what you think, what I think, what anyone thinks. He's following orders of these so-called secret organizations, and they are, for the most part, although we know their names, many of them, we really don't know all that much about them. But certainly the Council on Foreign Relations, the CFR, has been in control of our mainstream media now for how many decades? Then you got the Bilderbergs and you got the trilaterals. You know, for years people referred to me as conspiratorial theorist. Well, doggone it, they're not theories anymore. If we just look around, we'll see that they're actual, they're fact. And I'm old, and I've seen the changes, and I recognize the changes, and quite often I ask my audience, is this the same country you grew up in?
Sure not. Well, hang on there, Lou.
Sure.
We'll be back in just a moment with Lou Upton talking about the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the plan for the destruction of our sovereignty.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado. Insulin, Our Silent Killer, is a new book written by scientist Thomas Smith. In this self-help manual for diabetes and other blood sugar handling problems, you will learn the true cause of this disease and, more importantly, what you can do about it.
Insulin, Our Silent Killer is available from the American Freedom Network for only $25 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
It's extensively referenced with helpful tables to learn what foods are good and which ones are not. This is a must-read for everyone.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Pure drinking water is essential to a healthy life, and everyone using the British Birkfield and Berkey series of water filters will benefit by adding the PF4 reduction element to their system. The PF4 works to help absorb MTBE, fluoride, lead, and arsenic, as well as DBCPs, THMs, and various pesticides and herbicides, and heavy metal ions. A set of four PF4 filters are available for only $85 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Avarice-type spirit, in other words, the love of money is the root of all, or a root as it should be in the original Greek. It's not the only root of all evil. It's the love of money, not money itself. It's the violation of the Ten Commandments. It's one of the roots of all evil. And coveting, which is what Lucifer did when he wanted to covet the things that were God.
That we're not living in the same America that he and I grew up in, and that's absolutely true. You pick up the story there, Lou.
Well, when you stop and you analyze, when you realize how we've been lied to for how long already, more decades than either one of us have been on this planet. This nation was a great experiment. It was a gift of God from where I stand. And it worked. It worked amazingly well. This upset some other people. You know, it's my personal belief. There's an old saying I got from watching the movie The Godfather: keep your friends close and your enemies closer. You look around and you say, who is our greatest threat? And a lot of people will say, well, China is building a massive military, and Russia really has never been our friend. They would like to go back and regain the Soviet Union. And all this may be very true. And what I'm about to say may shock a lot of people. But if you really objectively look at everything that has transpired for how many decades already, I've got to believe that our probable or greatest enemy is Great Britain itself. All right, because they're behind the scenes, and I think they're responsible for a lot of what's been going on. And of course, the bankers, and that would include the Rothschilds, whose bank happens to be in England. And they've been funding both sides of every conflict for how many years? It was the United States and Britain that funded the Bolshevik Revolution and created the communist domination for how many years? And you look at what we're doing, and you're a physician, and you know as well or better than most of us that these pharmaceutical ads, the side effects are killing us. And when we look at our fluoridated water and how strongly they promoted what they call benefits of it, all these things, I mean, it's downright frightening. Your agribuild business today, the foods we buy are loaded with pesticides and other chemical additives. Sometimes I sit here and I really don't know which way to jump first because there's so many things that are working against all of us.
Oh, don't forget the genetically modified foods.
Absolutely. And look at the situation we're faced with today. Diseases that weren't around, that were unheard of, are now so commonplace. Diabetes is one. Cancer has just been running rampant. The truth be known, back in the late 40s, early 50s, cancer was a very curable situation because of a brilliant individual in San Diego by the name of Royal Raymond Rife. And he was having a 100% cure rate. The man was absolutely brilliant, in my opinion. One, he created a microscope which was decades ahead of its time. It could actually see living virus and bacteria. And he found the frequency that they lived on. So he created a frequency that destroyed them. And then the government, of course, broke into his laboratory and destroyed every piece of equipment they could find. Because cancer's a billion-dollar business. It just goes on and on. But I'm sorry, I'm getting off track. We were talking about this multicultural situation and destroying our own nation. They're on a fast track. I think they said by the year 2010 they intend to have this merger between the United States, Canada, and Mexico.
I was looking at the internet this morning, and I was very saddened that voted to build a fence dividing Mexico and the United States. They're refusing to fund it. You know, it was great lip service, which is primarily what we're getting. Do you think there's a difference between the Republican and Democratic Party? I think they're in lockstep. I think they're one and the same. And they're the only choice that any major media ever talks about. The independents hardly have a chance without the public learning about the candidates from these so-called other parties. If you don't know who else is running, how in the world are you going to vote for them?
Well, you're absolutely right. But you know the interesting thing? It just shows that we can have at least some influence. I mean, the Senate passed an immigration bill, which basically gave amnesty to the 20 million people who are here illegally and don't believe 1 minute what the government tells you about 10 million or 11 or 12 million illegal immigrants. The figure is at 20. I know because government officials have told friends of mine that's the real figure, but we can't let the common peons know that. But, you know, the thing is, the Senate came up with a terrible legislation. I mean, they said, oh, yes, we're going to build a fence, but what the average American never knew is they didn't appropriate any money to build a fence.
That's right.
Certainly they were going to build a fence, but no money for it. And as Senator Jeff Sessions, who led the battle in the United States Senate, said, and you can get his information from his website, none of this is going to work. They passed legislation to enforce the laws, but there are no teeth in it. They're not going to do it. So, but the House had not bad legislation, not good. Just as soon have no legislation and enforce the laws we have. But the House legislation said no amnesty. Enforce the laws, take a hard position. And the reason they did that is because most of those congressmen, well, all of them, in fact, are going to be up for re-election in November, and they know that 80 to 90% of the American people do not want the Senate legislation. And at least, you know, they're not going to be able to hammer out any sort of a compromise. They're holding these meetings all across the country just to delay having to go back to negotiate any sort of agreement. Nothing is going to happen before November because the members of the House of Representatives are frightened to death that if they vote to betray this country and our heritage, why, they are going to lose re-election. So at least we can have some influence, Lou. We just need to have a lot more influence. In fact, we'd be best to vote most of those scoundrels out.
No question about it. You know, it's the biggest issue in the election come November is illegal immigration. And as you just pointed out, these people running for office are scared to death. I mean, no matter where you turn, if anyone says that they're looking at an amnesty by any name, they're going to be voted out insofar as the Congress is concerned, which I think is the first positive sign I've seen in a long time.
And you know, the other one is that President Bush's approval rating is about 31%, 30 to 31%. The only group that's lower than that is Congress. Public approval of Congress is about 25%.
Yeah.
So, you know, the American people are a lot smarter than we give them credit for.
Well, I hope so. God bless them. You know, it wasn't all that long ago. I drove across this nation, and the majority, and I mean a huge majority of all the people, are good, decent, hardworking people, and they're being propagandized by their television sets, are being lied to by their current representatives, and they feel, well, what can we do? I was looking at Frosty Woolrich recently, or he's now involved in a, what does he call it,
sort of a bike ride, a freedom ride across America.
Right, and what they've run into is absolutely unbelievable. I mean, they're not getting the support. They're not turning out crowds. It's a very disappointing situation. He was explaining what was going on while they were in Chicago, how they were being shouted at and harangued and just on and on. And they can't get near the amount of people. They've been getting a lot of good press coverage, but they haven't had the turnout of the citizenry because the average American today is so busy trying to survive this economic situation, even though the media says we're in great shape.
Sure. Sure. Well, if the illegal immigrants can be gotten to turn out 500,000 in Los Angeles and 500,000 in Chicago, why can't we get the good people to turn out and put on some demonstrations in favor of freedom and exposing the traitorous action of the leaders of both the Democrat and Republican Party who want to do away with the sovereignty of this nation and merge us into one northern, American state, Canada, Mexico.
Well, I wish I had the answer to that. You know, a dozen years ago, we held a rally here in Vegas, and well over 1,000 people turned out. And it was really not that big or that important of a rally. It was just to hear a physician who was at that time proving he had a cure for AIDS. But today, if you get 50 to 100 people, you feel like you've done a good job. And you wonder, what is it? Are the people that tired of are they that frustrated? Are they that... they feel like they've lost already, and why bother? I don't know the answer, but that's an excellent question. If we could get enough of the good people of this country to turn out in large numbers and really make our voices heard, we wouldn't be faced with so much of what we're already looking at. Because, you know, you think back, 80%, I think they said, of the population at the time opposed the idea of NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement. And yet, your so-called representatives, and I say so-called because I don't think they're representing their constituency, they say, oh, we're smarter than you. We know what's good for you. It's going to be the most wonderful thing to ever happen. And they forced it down our throats. And what we're looking at today is a continuation of what started back under the Clinton administration of NAFTA. Because this SPP, this merging of the nations, this trying to form the what they have in Europe, the European Union, they want to have here, at least for the time being. And then the South American states will get together, and then it'll be all of the Americas. And then you'll have the division of three, you'll have the Pacific Ring, you'll have Europe, and you'll have the Americas. And then someday it'll be one. And you'll have the very top elite, and the rest of us will be slaves to their desires.
And, you know, I think the cleverest scam is Hugo Chavez.
I wish more people would stop and think about this for a little bit. And, you know, I keep asking my listeners, will somebody please prove me wrong? Because nobody would want me to be wrong more than myself. But it's like a huge puzzle when you start putting all these pieces together. The picture becomes pretty clear of what's going on and how long it's been going on and what the goal is. And, of course, the goal is globalism, the one world order. And George W. himself has referred to it how many times? So, what I said at the onset, we're watching a show that was well orchestrated, well planned, and sometimes you feel powerless, but I'll be darned, I'm not going to quit trying. And I think maybe, as you point out, more people are starting to become aware, and hopefully, come November, we'll really make our voices heard.
Well, so let's talk a little bit about this massive highway they're going to run all the way from...
People who care enough about this nation that are going to try and preserve it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this superhighway. I know you're well acquainted with that.
You know, your participation in that, what I consider an awesome video, that DVD, Under Siege, I can only hope that more people get a copy of it and then show it to everyone they know, because it explains some of the frauds so clearly that it's unmistakable. It truly is a masterpiece of work. I believe the producer was, what was his name, Lewis?
William Lewis, yes.
It was a William Lewis production.
And actually, basically he works with Joyce Riley and of course, Dave Van Kleist.
I'm sorry, did I mess something, Doctor?
No, that William Lewis works with Joyce Riley and Dave Van Kleist. He put out their other two videos, the one on in plain sight and then the one on depleted uranium. So, and then he's put this new one out, a Nation Under Siege. We'll be back in just a moment with Lou Epton, and we'll invite your calls from out across America right here at the American Freedom Network.
New. We have the finest in gun safes and new and used guns and reloading supplies. Now we have a new state-of-the-art gun range. Yes, for pistols and rifles, a beautiful well-lit 25-yard range with automatic retrieval, with a state-of-the-art ventilation systems. Yes, you can try it before you buy it. We have gun rentals and instructors can be arranged. That's the new Rocky Mountain Shooter Supply and Gun Range. 970-221-5133, 1/4 mile west of I-25 on Mulberry. Private instructors welcome.
16 of 16 terminally ill cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
They fight for freedom and justice, battling the most notorious evil villains the world has ever known.
My baby! Save him!
From far-off galaxies to the depths of the Earth, they face unspeakable foes that no one else dare. Banded together under one name, Batman, Robin, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Green Lantern are the Justice League to help launch the 45th anniversary celebration of Six Flags, the biggest and best year that Six Flags has ever had. Don't miss the Island Kingdom Water Park with more than 11 great wet and wild rides and attractions, the new Daily Bugs Bunny Parade Spectacular, the all-new Carnival de Fuego Fireworks Show, and the amazing Acrobats of China. With all these amazing shows and rides, a trip to Six Flags Elitch Gardens is the most out of this universe fun your family can get in one non-stop action-packed day. Plus, meet and thank all of your favorite members of the Justice League for ridding the world of evildoers.
Curse you, Justice League!
Get your discount tickets at SixFlags.com. Six Flags Elitch Gardens. More than a theme park, it's an experience.
The American Freedom Network has a growing list of videos available. We like to show people the good things about life in America. These videos depict great events, inspirational music, and very special people. If you couldn't be here to see them live, call 1-800-205-6245 for title and price information. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest, Lou Epton. Our telephone number, 970-689-8255. That's 970-689-8255. Lou, I thought maybe we'd talk about the superhighway, this massive highway they're going to build to unite Mexico and United States and Canada, where they're actually going to be able to, a highway as wide as 4 football fields. It's going to have train tracks. It's going to have pipelines. It's going to have a massive highway. And, of course, the whole idea is that trucks will be able to move all the way up to Kansas. And in Kansas, they're going to have an area that will be Mexican national property. And there, of course, they'll be checking the cargoes as though then they are disseminated all across America, both east and west, about how convenient this is going to be. That way we can bring all our products being manufactured in China by American companies, of course, as our factories are intentionally shifted to China for the cheap labor to be used, of course, to build up the economy of China, eventually creating the best enemy money can buy for the coming war. And anyway, we can then do away with the Longshoremen's Union, the Teamsters Union, of the ports here on the west coast of the United States and built up the ports in Mexico and began, of course, to shift more and more of our money to Mexico to raise the living standard of the Mexican people. And won't it be wonderful? We're going to have equitable distribution of wealth within nations. And the whole idea is to transfer America's wealth to Mexico and
yes.
to raise our living standard to that of the Mexican peasant. Look up the story, Lou.
Raise our standards? I don't think so. It's interesting to note that the station in Kansas City, Missouri, will be much like a Mexican embassy. It'll be Mexican land. And they're already starting down in Texas with contracts to build this mammoth highway. And it'll be traversed by, of course, Mexican trucks with Mexican drivers for the most part. And it'll be cutting our nation right through the middle, right through the heart of it. And, again, if there's any way to stop this fiasco, I would certainly favor it. I would fight for it, as I have fought for this nation now for already how many years. And if we allow them to get by with this, you know, they say prayer is a wonderful thing, and I don't argue that, but this is going to take more than prayer. This is going to take a lot of action by a lot of people that are still American citizens, because this is absolutely a disaster. This highway you talk about is a reality, and people can verify it. They're not going to hear about it on their what they call news, which I think is the biggest joke of the century, because there is no news according to mainstream media other than what they want us to know. And you just got to hope and pray somehow this whole idea can be slowed or stopped entirely, preferably stopped entirely. And yet they're proceeding along like nobody cares and everybody thinks it's wonderful. Well, I don't think it's wonderful, and I don't think a lot of other people don't think it's so wonderful, because it becomes very clear what their final intent is, and that, again, is what we were talking about initially, and that would be the merging of the three nations to begin with. For the time being, we'll lose our currency, we'll lose our sovereignty, we'll lose our representatives will be meaningless, because then they'll have a whole new form of government, and our Constitution will be gone, our Bill of Rights will be gone.
And people can't understand. This is exactly what they did in Europe, and they lied to the European people. Oh, it's only about trade, and if we have more trade, everybody's going to be prosperous. And the Europeans really believed the people who'd lied to them. Well, eventually, of course, they ended up with a European Parliament and a European currency.
Yeah.
And you know, the amazing thing is I've interviewed Ashley Moat, who's a member of the European Parliament, elected from Great Britain. And as you said, I mean, we go to the parliament meetings, we get up and we debate, they only give you 3 minutes to talk, we are nothing but a figurehead, everything, all the decisions for this new government are made by a faceless bureaucracy who we can't control, we don't even know what they're doing. We, as the members of parliament, are simply figureheads. And that's what it's really all about.
Yes.
You know, and they want to have a new government, which will be run by a faceless bureaucracy, really controlled, of course, by the power elite who are behind all of this, the people of great wealth who want to create a one-world government under their control. And then, of course, they want to replace our currency. That's why we're in the process of destroying the American currency today. Look and see what's happening to gold and silver. Understand that they're a barometer of the collapse of our currency, and with that, the impoverishment of all of the American people. They know what they're doing. If you don't believe it, go to the Council on Foreign Relations website and get the article on building a North American community. And they will tell you exactly what they intend to do, step by step.
They complain. They don't care anymore. I mean, they'll tell you right to your face what their plans are. And you stand there and you go, I can't believe this. And that's one of our problems. Too many good people still refuse to believe what's going on.
Sure.
They don't want to believe it, so they're in denial. Too many people are just sound asleep. And as long as nobody's knocking on their door, taking their property, they figure, hey,
everything is still pretty good. But it's that old cliche. First they came for this group, and I wasn't a member, so they didn't bother me. And then they came for another group, and I wasn't a member. And finally, there was nobody left, and they came for me. And that's exactly what we're looking at.
I interviewed a fellow last night who manufactured gun frames. Not guns, but gun frames. And then people could buy the frame and complete the gun, perfectly legal, according to laws. Well, they sent a SWAT team out to seize all of these things and go through all of his records and get his list of his customers. There were well over 20 people, helicopters, two semi-trucks, snipers, SWAT team, here's a one-man operation. Fortunately, the sheriff, called him down, I think really to protect him, out of the office under false pretenses, come down, I want to talk to you about some of your concerns about what's going on. And there were the BATF and the FBI and all of these people, with their black, hoods and their, Well, they weren't wearing a face mask, but they had their caps and their black suits on and their bulletproof vests for a one-man operation with snipers and helicopters, and this was, June 7th when this occurred. Because they go after them one at a time. They terrified everybody in the country who is manufacturing legally gun frames. Everybody's frightened to death because the story's out. You could be next.
Absolutely. You remind me, Dr. Stan, years ago I introduced a young man here in Las Vegas, a very brilliant young man. He was at that time a doorman at one of the major hotels here. And he was a readaholic. He spent most of his life just studying and reading, and he never went to law school, and yet he started writing briefs that judges were determined to prove were written by scholar attorneys. Until
hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment.
Okay.
Left it okay. Here at the American Freedom Network.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support. Doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245. Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
11 years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stocks certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here for the last segment of our program. Our guest is Lou Epton, and of course, Lou has his own radio program in Las Vegas, and he's been kind enough to have me on, and I love to have him on. And under any circumstances, Oh, we want to, of course, let our people understand that so much of what's going on overseas is a planned diversion to frighten you. You're focused on, my goodness, there's going to be a great war in the Middle East, but really, the battle is here. The battle is to take away our freedom. The battle is to unite the Northern Hemisphere. And so while our attention is focused overseas, we lose our freedom here at home. They know exactly how to play the emotions of the American people. They know how to plant articles in the paper and on television. And it is all simply smoke and mirrors, rhetoric or reality, symbolism over substance. The real issue is the loss of the sovereignty of our nation. That's what they're planning. And, of course, the loyalty of the leaders of both political parties is not to the United States and our Constitution, but to this ethereal dream of first of all, a North American nation, and then uniting all of the Western Hemisphere. And that's Hugo Chavez's job. That's why when he was overthrown by the people of Venezuela, we didn't recognize him and we didn't help them. So we left the Marxists as a good friend of Fidel Castro's in power. And as you know, Fidel Castro's such a good friend of David Rockefeller's daughters. If you don't believe that, read his memoirs. We carry them. You've got to read it. You've got to understand it's all a scam. The objective, the New World Order, the New World Religion, because behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. Lou, go ahead.
I was telling you about a young man who I felt was a very studious individual that I had the pleasure of introducing. He eventually got into the health field, and he started developing water-soluble minerals. His name was David Hinkson, and people started using it. If he said this was silver water, it contained actual silver. He found a process that dissolved the silver and it blended with the water, and he had gold and magnesium, and he had 30-some minerals, all water-soluble, all made from the actual mineral. And his business grew, and he moved it up to Idaho. And then one night, you were talking about this manufacture of gun stocks, a SWAT team broke into his home. This is just one person, unarmed, doing a successful business, and they arrested him. And I was called to testify in his behalf. And if there was ever such a thing as a kangaroo court, I was a witness to it. This was the most biased, I mean, the decision, it was predetermined. He was guilty of nothing but intelligence, literally guilty of nothing but intelligence. And the star witness for the prosecution, we have now learned, was a known felon, I mean, with a terrific record. And he was a reason that the court used to convict Dave, and they put him not only in prison, where he still lives, they put him in solitary confinement.
Now, what was the basis of the charge against him?
Well, they claimed that he was trying to hire people to knock off the judge or kill his ex-wife or whoever else, which was a total fraud, because even his ex-wife testified in his behalf, or at least attempted to. He had just bought her a brand-new vehicle prior to this whole fiasco. They were very close friends. They have children together. And although the marriage, unfortunately, did not work out, Dave is not the kind of a person that would harm anyone. He gave his products away to people who couldn't afford them, and they were not expensive to begin with. And they were having tremendous success with them. But he now is in the, I understand, one of the worst prisons in the country, in Colorado, where he is kept in solitary confinement, and his family has spent literally millions of dollars trying to help him. They now have all of the evidence against this witness for the prosecution, and they're hopefully going to go for an appeal. But, I mean, the man has been incarcerated now for, what, 3 to 4 years? For what? I mean, it was absolutely the most heinous, unreal nightmare one can imagine.
Well, you know, there's so many stories out there like that. The story of Jeffrey McDonald, the Green Beret medical doctor who was
yes.
sent to prison 25 years ago. Why? To cover up the satanic cult's murder of his wife. They knew what had happened, and they sent, instead of going after the Satanists, they went after Jeffrey McDonald. Somebody had to go to prison, and they could not allow the truth about the satanic cult that had killed his family to be brought out. Ted Gunderson even has a filmed, a confession by a woman who was part of the satanic cult, who's subsequently been killed, but Ted Gunderson has that. One of the officers who was involved in this, and Marshall, really back, 25 years ago, has come forward recently and said he heard the member of the satanic cult tell the prosecutor what it was all about, whereupon the prosecutor said, if you get on the stand and tell the truth, I'll put you in prison for all your life. And so she lied.
Yeah.
That is what goes on in America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we've lost our moral compass. We've got to get back to people who fear God and understand that behind so much of it going on is a truly satanic conspiracy.
I wish it was not true, but I know that it is.
Well,
I've had Ted Gunderson on my show a number of times. As a matter of fact, we had Mr. McDonald from prison. We spoke with him on the air. I know there were books published about this situation. There was actually a movie made about it. What you say is actually fact, and too few people, I guess, really care. But as you point out, 25-some years for a crime that he was totally innocent of?
But you see, they were covering up for the satanic cult. That's what it's about. And time and time and time again, I mean, whether it be the Son of Sam murders, David Berkovich was part of a satanic cult. The Manson murders, Manson was part of a satanic cult. The Process Church of the Final Judgment, covered in a wonderful book, called, The Ultimate Evil by Maury Torrey.
Yeah.
And how many Americans have ever heard of it?
Yeah.
Oh, there is no Satanism, they say back in Washington, D.C. The FBI covers up for the Satanism. In fact, I was told recently about a young man who went back there and talked about it. He was told, you keep your mouth shut, or you're going to end up like all the other victims you're hearing about. Hey, we're out of time, Lou. God bless you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at Denver.org. Sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network. Lou, are you still there?
Yeah, right here, Doc.
Okay, is there anything else you'd like to say? We're just about out of time.
Well, I just want to thank you for the opportunity to join you this morning. It's really been a pleasure. if anybody would like to hear my show, it is on the Internet. You just go to LouEptonShow.com, and we broadcast 1:30 till 3 p.m. every Monday through Friday. And again, I want to thank you sincerely. It's been a real pleasure to be able to speak with you, and I look forward to having you back on my show in the not-distant future.
And that's 1:30 to 3 p.m., that's Pacific time.
Yes.
And God bless you. Thanks very much.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you enjoyed Lou Lepton. I always enjoy being on his program and having him on my programs as well. Now, let me just comment. Lou is talking about a video called A Nation Under Siege, and I'm in that. But then there's Jim Mars and Charlotte Isabey and Joan Vian and Dr. Remo Labo, who we've had a number of times, and so many of the guests that we have. And William Lewis, who's put this film together for Joyce Riley, has done a great job of weaving together all the stories to explain to you what is going on today. So we do hope that many of you want to get One Nation Under Siege. We do carry the video. We think it's important. In fact, we think so many of the things going on today are important, and we are going to be carrying Joyce's of film on depleted uranium, and then, of course, Dave von Kleist's film, In Plain Sight. That's In Plain Sight. We think both of these things are important, and, of course, you can get them by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. There are so many things that are happening today. America under attack. I mean, we have a four-tape set on immigration. We have the book on the immigration invasion. We have a DVD put out by Glenn Spencer, Conquest of Aztlan, where you hear all the radicals talking about how they're going to take our country away. They're going to take away Colorado and California and return them to Mexico. You have to understand it's all talk. It's all to get us riled up. The whole thing is being funded by the Ford Foundation and the Rockefeller Foundation. If you doubt that, we carry a book called Importing Revolution, which goes into the fact the Ford Foundation is funding this whole thing. But don't feel bad. A lot of your tax dollars are going into financing these organizations for illegal immigrants. We're funding organizations for people who are here illegally. If that makes sense to you, you're going to have to explain it to me, unless you understand that it's all about destroying America. There are people who have a different goal, a different objective. If you have not yet read my May newsletter, you need to get it. It should be posted on the web. If it's not, we'll be glad to send you a free copy. My May newsletter gives you the whole background of this immigration effort, or the organized effort not to enforce our laws, and what the real goal is, and the spiritual force behind that, and what the purpose of the Trilateral Commission is, according to Barry Goldwater, when he wrote in 1979 that it was a plan to rule the future by a small group of very powerful and wicked people. So that's my main newsletter. We'll send you one free of charge. Of course, we hope maybe you'll want to subscribe or join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. Our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our website, RadioLiberty.com. You can hear us, our programs there. On the Internet as well. Pray for America. Pray for revival. Pray for Radio Liberty until Monday. May the Lord be with you.
Talk to the American Freedom Network? Contact us at P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado 80534, or online at AmericaNewsNet.com. The American Freedom Network is not funded or supported by special interest groups or government programs. The American Freedom Network is not sponsored by advertisers demanding content or programming control. The American Freedom Network is solely funded by you, the listener. Please help keep the American Freedom Network on the air by purchasing one of our sponsors' fine products or by calling 1-800-205-6245 to make a donation. The American Freedom Network needs your help.
Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be